What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Emisha Gormley.
We are two best friends with one common obsession.
Beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful. We tried it all and we've got your back. We'll be calling on all our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions. Consider us your beauty 411 and sometimes your 911.
From how to fix brassy hair
to the pros and cons of laser facials,
and always with a cocktail in hand.
Always. So be prepared to be obsessed. Check out Lipstick on the Rim wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Amanda Hirsch from the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast. You might know me from Not Skinny But Not Fat on Instagram, where I spend my time talking about reality TV, celebrities, everything happening, and pop culture. I also talk to some of our favorite celebs and reality TV stars. We talk about what's going on. Tune in every Tuesday and just feel like you're talking with your best friends in your living room.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. I truly can't believe Mandy Moore is here.
Aw.
Mandy
Moore.
I'm so glad
we made this happen.
I know. People aren't going to believe it, honestly.
That's
sweet. Because you know, okay, we're going to have to talk about the issue. There was an issue.
And I don't even know what the issue is.
Are you sure? Do you swear?
100%.
100%
I'm like
swear.
Too much of a Luddite too to understand technology, and somehow I had blocked you.
You had blocked me. It was 2018.
God. I wonder how that happened.
I know.
I swear to
I
God, I like racked
You're
my brain.
You're not a blocker. Do you block people?
No.
Like today?
No. No.
No one's on your block list.
I mean, I do have people, I think, from there was a time in my life where, you know, there that was necessary.
Yeah.
Yeah. That like, God, not to be so like cagey, but I think when I spoke out about my ex-husband, there was just a lot of stuff that sort of came out of the woodwork. And I was like, ah.
And then you didn't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
So I believe you about me. I do.
I'm curious, though.
But it is like, first of all, I'm happy that it's like part of our story, you know, because it connected us in a way.
Sure.
But I was watching This Is Us, obviously, obsessively. And I was like, Mandy Moore. And then I was like, let me just quickly like go to her profile for a sec. And then I couldn't find you. And then I posted to everybody like, so weird, Mandy Moore is off Instagram, and everyone's like,
no, she's
definitely not,
Amanda.
And I literally,
I'm mortified.
You know what I found, because I wanted to find where it was, when it was. So I have like my personal account back then. I used it more, and I messaged you from there, and I wrote, Mandy Moore, I have another account, Not Skinny But Not Fat, and it seems as though I've been blocked by you or something because I can't find you on there, and now I'm spinning because why would that happen ever?
Oh, man.
So I didn't know either. It's not like I was like, oh, I talked shit.
It's a
you
great
know?
Mystery. I know. That's so strange.
And my sister's here today and she knows, like, it was like I was sitting at home and spinning, like, what would I ever say about Mandy? And also, she doesn't seem like the type of person.
No.
And I was like, maybe it's like a trigger word. Maybe my handle. Like,
no.
She was like, what
I
is this?
I have no trigger words.
I know. So anyway, what ended up happening in 2021, maybe.
Yeah.
Is a friend of yours. Yes. I had a call with her because she works in a management company.
Yeah.
And she was like, first order of business, Mandy Moore is my really good friend and I'm going to take care of this issue. Because anybody that followed me knew. That this was like an ordeal for me.
Amanda, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay, but I'm happy. I think that it's like, it makes it, it gives us a history, you know?
It gives us like a certain underlying tension, like unknown.
Like it gives something where it's like, people know how like important this is.
But then I discovered you and I was like, how was I not following Amanda all along?
Like, I know people don't know that Mandy secretly like likes pop culture.
Oh,
I feel like people, you don't give it though.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
I mean,
you don't give it.
I will let those who have a real authority on it, like yourself,
yeah.
sort of do your job.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm absolutely interested into it.
You're not above it.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
No.
She likes it. She gets into it, you guys.
Oh,
don't
yes.
you get it twisted.
Yeah, don't get it twisted.
Even though you're a multi-hyphenate lady over here. I told her before we started, she's just glowing right now in her prime.
You're sweet. So are you.
40 soon.
40 soon next year.
Are you excited?
I am.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I hear that it's a good decade.
I mean, honestly, I just feel like this chapter of my life, like you couldn't pay me to go back to my 20s. So I just assume that it just continues to get better from here.
I mean, not that you were like wild.
No. But I mean, life was weird.
Messier.
I definitely had a weird chapter there from like my early mid-20s through like turning 30.
Yeah.
So I feel like that chapter just gave me a new lease on life.
Yeah.
And now being a parent and everything that comes along with that, I'm like, this just, it's, I can't imagine it being.
It feels like the most you.
Yeah.
You've ever been.
Yeah.
So first of all, I know some people are going to be like, duh, but your real name is Amanda.
Yes.
Do people still call you that?
My parents.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that weird or no?
No. I mean, they don't call me Amanda all the time, but like when I was growing up, if I were in trouble, it was always Amanda. Or the first day of school before I would correct a teacher, like, no, it's Mandy. I've always been Mandy.
Oh, so it's not like a stage name or anything?
No, I've always been Mandy.
I tried to make it happen for myself. It didn't. It didn't take.
You're not a Mandy.
I guess I'm not a Mandy.
You're an Amanda. And I feel like maybe later in life, I'll become an Amanda.
I don't know. You're a Mandy.
Mandy feels so like silly and lighthearted
young,
or something.
Yeah.
And yeah, maybe as I get older and want to have like some
storied
career.
Like when you're 69, you're going to be like, I'm Amanda.
I'm an Amanda.
An Amanda now.
Yeah.
So you started at 15 though.
I did.
With Candy.
Yes. I know.
Were you that blonde or did you dye your hair then?
Oh, I dyed my hair.
Damn.
Yeah.
Your parents let you dye it that early? My mom was so annoying about that.
Oh, no. They let me dye it that early.
Oh, my God. Did you want to do it or was it part of the like?
No, I wanted to do it. I had been highlighting my hair well before I got the opportunity to, you know, sign a record deal and start making music and stuff. But I think it shifted into a little more like intentional.
Yeah.
Once like I had a career.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's so weird to look back on that chapter.
Do you cringe at the music video or do you like have fondness?
I have fondness for it now.
Yeah.
I think not too like too far removed from it. I was pretty embarrassed, but now it's, you know, 20 some odd years later,
it's
I'm like,
wild.
Oh man, sweet Mandy. I just want to give her a hug. She didn't know what she was doing. She couldn't dance. I still can't dance, but yeah.
And you tried to in the video.
Oh, I tried to.
Like you had a full choreography.
Oh yeah, that was a prerequisite. I mean, that was, if you were going to have some semblance of a pop career
right.
at that point, you had to try to dance.
Did you know you wanted a pop career? Like at that, because I read that you started doing your own music at 13. What does that mean?
Well, I mean, I started making music at 13, 14. Like, it's a whole ridiculous story that I found myself in a studio after singing the national anthem. And these guys were like, we've written songs we'd love to present to you. And then maybe all collectively we could work towards getting a record deal. And I just thought, that's seems like so implausible. But I'm absolutely going to take this opportunity because I want to be in a recording studio and I want to be Bette Midler one day and make my own music and be on
Bette
Broadway.
Bette Midler was your intro?
She was on an absolute pedestal.
So you were like a musical vibes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Musical, but also I was like, wow, I loved beaches. I don't know why I had seen beaches at that age, but
this is tracking. It's tracking.
I was like, wow, she's done music. It does movies and TV and she's a household name, but she's kind of done it on her own terms. Like she's such an individual.
I can't believe that at 13, Bette Midler was your idol.
Yeah.
Does she know that?
I've met her subsequently. Yes.
Yeah.
And told her and she was very kind.
And this is all happening in Orlando.
In Orlando where I grew up. Yeah.
With the Backstreet Boys also happening around there.
Yeah. So, unbeknownst to me, they hadn't really like taken off
to
become like household names or anything.
Right.
So
and they did start in Europe, I think. Like
their success, yes, started in Europe. But like all of those whether it was NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, Britney, like the transcontinental records, that guy Lou Pearlman, like that was all based in Orlando. So there was just like a factory of.
How didn't Lou Pearlman find you?
He didn't. No, I was like totally separate, just happened to be from Orlando. All those other folks went to Orlando for that opportunity, and I just happened to randomly be there and grow up.
Do you feel like a Florida girl?
No.
Yeah, you don't give that either.
No, I have no connection to Florida.
Yeah.
They never claimed me as their own anyway, so I'm like, I'll just go be an Angelino.
But you grew up there for a while.
Yeah, until I was 15, and then I moved out to Los Angeles.
Do you associate, because you were born in New Hampshire?
I was born in New Hampshire.
Do you feel like a New Hampshirean?
I would love to claim that statehood over being a Floridian. Absolutely.
So like you're a California girl.
I am a California girl. I've lived there for more than half my life.
Yeah. So wait, the story about the FedEx guy.
Yeah.
That's
all
true?
Ties into the studio making music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the story is one day while working in Orlando studio, you were overheard by Victor Cade.
Yeah.
Shout out. Is he
Shout
alive?
Out. He is. Yeah.
Okay. FedEx delivery man who had a friend in A&R at Epic Records. He sent this friend a copy of your
unfinished demo
that
yeah.
he did with you?
No.
Oh.
He just did me a big favor and was like, I have a friend of a friend of a friend who works there.
And then you signed.
And then I ended up signing a record deal from that. Yeah.
Isn't that a wild story? Like, how else would it have happened?
I feel like you would see that on screen and think, that can't happen.
Right.
That's too ridiculous.
Yeah.
So far-fetched. But yeah, I mean, again, it feels like a chapter of my life. It's hard to think back to. It
yeah.
just feels like it happened to somebody else altogether.
Were you manifesting it at that young of an age?
I didn't even know to manifest
right,
it.
True.
Like,
that
I didn't even know that that was a possibility. Again, like, my biggest dream was coming here to New York and maybe, fingers crossed, one day, like, finding myself on Broadway somehow. Like, I went to Stage Door Manor. I was just
right.
a musical
That's
theater
the,
kid.
The camp yeah.
in upstate New York. Yeah.
yeah.
The Catskills. And so that was my dream of all dreams
was
to be on Broadway.
So it was a dream.
Yes.
Being in the industry, performing, all
somehow.
That.
And I thought, well, if I could get my leg in the door, like in one way, maybe that would allow me to try my hand at acting, to try my hand at, you know, being on Broadway or whatever way I could sort of maneuver into the industry.
And it happened.
And it happened.
And like, what a long-standing career too.
Yeah, the fact that it's 25 years
yeah.
or something. Yeah, it's wild.
And at that time, were you a fan of the Britney, the Jessica?
They were all kind of coming up into the public consciousness.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah.
I was sort of like on their heels.
Yeah.
They certainly were before me. And I'm certain that I was obviously my record company's answer to them, like their version of that.
Oh, okay.
But I wasn't really aware. I think like, Britney, her first song had just come out as I was like signing my deal.
Mm.
Yeah.
Were you aware then that all these women were being compared and stuff like that?
Once I had my first single out,
yeah.
I was visiting radio stations and shaking hands and kind of like finding my way into the music industry and doing interviews and whatnot. And those comparisons started rolling out. I was like, oh, I mean, I got it.
Yeah.
But also I was like, what? They're becoming so wildly successful, and I'm just a 15-year-old who, like, doesn't know what she's doing. I don't know who I am.
Yeah.
It felt silly to me. Like, how could you even put us in the same sentence? And even as time went on, I felt that way as well. Like, what?
Like, you never felt like you were there.
No, and I never was. Like, not trying to be humble. Like, I just never found that same degree of success. And so when people talk about them as contemporaries and, like, you know, somehow I managed to escape the, you know, wild world that maybe they
right.
found themselves caught
right.
up in. I was like, yeah, but I was also 2 years younger and I just had a completely different life. And they were so successful and in such a different stratosphere that I don't know. I found the comparisons like understandable, but also strange.
But did you want that? Like, did you want to be Mandy Moore pop star? Or did you find yourself wanting to do the other stuff like acting?
I really wanted to be an actor.
Yeah.
Like I wanted to be able to get to do a little bit of everything like Bette Midler.
Yeah.
And I watched
Bette Midler.
Like Bette Midler.
You know her?
And I watched yeah. those other women have such tremendous success and it seemed to like disallow them from doing other things. They weren't given the opportunity in the same way that I was. Not too much later where I was able to do a film like A Walk to Remember because
Ugh.
I didn't have that degree of success. So I think people could look at me on screen and believably go, oh, yeah, I could buy into that being
I'll
Jamie Sullivan.
Remember.
But I
yeah,
felt
Mandy,
lucky
what
that
movie
that.
Did to us.
Aww.
I mean, what a movie.
You're very sweet.
and Thanks. Cry.
You're very sweet,
And your
sweet,
voice
Amanda.
Is so good.
Thank you.
Like,
Thanks.
You have an incredible voice.
Thank you.
So keep singing.
I'll try.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Listen, we all love shopping, but shopping for less will always tickle my schnitzel. Like, that's where you get me. You get me in the sales section. You get me when something's discounted, and you get me when I'm getting a deal. And that's why I love Quince, because you're always getting a deal with Quince. And with Quince, you're also getting high quality items like cashmere. A lot of people are like, I can't buy cashmere, it's so expensive. With Quince, you might be able to, because they're, you know, from $50. They have silk, they have organic cotton, they have 14 karat gold. And like I said, they're priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. So that's amazing. It's like you're getting the same quality, but you're not paying that upcut of just like a name brand. Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. I love Quince. They only work with factories that use safe, ethical, responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabric finishes. I've gotten so many items from Quince. I got these really good linen pants that I just wore all the time during the summer. I wore it to the US Open. These linen pants, they're really good. They have really good linen stuff as well. Linen button downs and linen pants. I also love the cashmere short sleeves that I got. It's so chic, but also can be used for day to day. Give yourself the luxury you deserve with Quince. Go to quince.com/notskinny for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, quince.com/notskinny to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/notskinny. Vita Coco. Vita Coco, just reading the name of this brand makes me feel like I'm on a beach in the Bahamas, because Vita Coco is the best coconut water, and coconut water is just amazing. Like, literally, it feels like you're breaking up a coconut, you're on Survivor, you know, you're doing it by yourself, and you're drinking coconut water straight out of the coconut. So Vita Coco is the number one coconut water brand in America. And honestly, when I need something stronger than water, but not in the alcohol way, and the like, I need to quench my thirst and I don't feel like I'm getting hydrated enough from just water, coconut water is the way to go. Vita Coco is the way to go. It's delicious. It's refreshing. And that has so many electrolytes and nutrients in it. So you're getting health benefits. And you can also use it for a mocktail if you are looking for those. So you guys, listen, you can get 25% off and get Vita Coco shipped to your door if you use the code NOTSKINNY by going to VitaCoco.com. You can also shop in store. You can find Vita Coco at most big name grocery stores in your city, as well as superstores like Walmart, drugstores like CVS and your local convenience stores and bodegas. That's what I love, Vita Coco. You can find it anywhere. But if you want the 25% off, you got to go to VitaCoco.com and use the code NotSkinny. So Dr. Death is the new show you're on.
Just how'd jumping
like,
right ahead.
How'd you like that transition? I'm a pro. So Dr. Death, I told you when you came in, I binged. Yeah, you guys, I got screeners. Okay, I watched it for you. I watched 5 episodes. First of all, as everyone already knows, I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that was a good idea for me to
do right before you went to sleep.
It was anxiety inducing. Yeah. It was like crazy. And more importantly than me, you were 6 weeks postpartum.
Yeah.
No, that's insane.
Looking back on that now, I'm like, that was wild. But I don't know. I must have been high on oxytocin or something. I was like, sure, let's move to New York.
Wait, so you get this offer to do it like when you were still pregnant?
No. So there was another actress attached. She dropped out at the very last minute. And I got this call like, well, there's the show. It's shooting imminently in New York. Everything's ready to go. Is it something you'd be interested in? And I remember thinking, wow, like in a different chapter of my life, sure, if I had just not I had a month old baby, I was like, this feels wild, like the prospect of moving a toddler and a newborn and my husband like just to a city we don't live in. And but I'll read the first couple scripts and kind of, you know, give you a definitive answer. And then I read the first scripts and I was like, dang, I think I really want to do this. This feels just like a step in a different direction. And also it because I didn't have a ton of time to contemplate that kind of decision, I just jumped in. I think I'm better for it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I came off of 6 seasons of a show like This Is Us. And
right.
Maybe I would have been a little bit more precious about it had I not had this opportunity just sort of like fall into my lap in a way. And I'm so glad I did it. It was crazy. I was like nursing a baby and then doing a take and then nursing a baby and doing a take. But
so how did it work? Like Ozzy came with you
to... He came with me to work every day.
Every day.
I feel very lucky because I know that is not the case for most new parents. They have to jump back into work and they don't have that luxury.
Yeah.
So I'm granted.
So what, you had somebody come with you and then you would go?
He was with me all day and he just like learned to sleep in on set. And
you were nursing and pumping and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Your boobs didn't even look like.
Really?
Well, really, Mandy?
I've like completely lost all semblance of boobage. I was like, what? Why? That is so not fair. I never had boobs
happens.
To begin with, but like. Yeah, after I was done nursing, it was just like they floated away into the ether.
So how
so I watched
did
that
you
show and I'm like, oh my God, I missed those
boobs. Oh, because you had a little bit of, okay, I
get
it.
Some boobage because I was nursing, yeah.
Wild. 6 weeks. I mean, good for you. That's amazing. And your husband like supported this and was like.
I could not have done it without him. He's like, it's going to be hard, but let's do it. And I'm so glad that he was game.
How long was it for?
We were here for 5 months.
It was 5 months?
Yeah. Yeah, we came right after Thanksgiving and then left like the end of April.
You filmed for 5 months?
Yeah, off and on.
Off and on.
Yeah. Luckily, like there's a good chunk in the second half of the season that they truncated all of my things.
Yeah.
So I was able to go home for a couple weeks, but yeah.
I remember that. I told you, I like literally remember when you were here.
Yeah, because we were going to try to meet up. We were going to try to do this back then.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And it was 2021?
No, 2022. It was this time last year.
First of all, love how quickly they turn this around.
I know.
I love when shows are turned around.
Yeah,
quick.
Yeah.
Have,
we
like,
finished in April and then it's like, it's out.
That's amazing. I also can't believe your son is one.
I can't
I feel
either.
Like you just gave birth.
Same.
So you do this 6 weeks after giving birth. I just told you like, I'm pregnant. Watching it made me anxious. Did you, like you must have been, I remember what, oh my God, I was more hormonal post-birth than like during. How were you not raging?
Oh my gosh. I felt like I was so hormonal. I was like shooting the end of This Is Us while I was pregnant and nobody knew. And I'm just bawling at how sad it is. Yeah. So this felt like way easier in that sense. I was like, oh, I can just take this hat off at the end of the day and go home and be mom.
Yeah.
Oddly, I think it made it easier. My character's this investigative journalist and she finds this like incredible, charming doctor who's like pioneering this field of regenerative medicine where they grow tracheas, like windpipes.
I know. Tracheas will haunt myself.
I know, coughing. And like, but he's like, he's this world-renowned surgeon. She does this story on him. She's a news journalist who's like sort of at the top of her game and used to being around impressive people. And somehow this guy charms her to the degree that she abandons all journalistic ethics and embarks on this relationship with him. And of course, he's a total con artist and like her life unravels from there. And she, you know, ends up quitting her job and is about to like marry him.
Did you meet with her?
I did not.
Mm.
because the podcast, she tells it in her own words.
She tells it. Okay.
It's her story. It was very easy to just glean everything from that and from the scripts.
And you had like, because as I was watching it, I was thinking about you and the postpartum thing and the hormonal thing and the anxious thing and whatever. And then I was like, okay, but she's like making out with Edgar Ramirez.
Yeah.
But she's not having a, and then you had like a steamy scene. And I was like, I can't believe it. Like, how did you do it? Did that feel like weird?
No.
No?
I mean, sure, it always feels weird. But like you walk through things so like gingerly and respectfully. Yeah. But like, yeah, never. You get to that point where you're like, anyway, let's just do what we have to
That's
do.
That's amazing. Good for you. I'll, when I'm 6 weeks post-birth, I'm going to send you a picture of me in the diaper that I stole from the hospital because I used to steal like 30 of them.
Oh, yeah. You have to steal the
diapers.
I'll
be like, this is where I am, Andy.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody's different and you may surprise yourself.
Yeah.
Second go around.
I know. And like for an opportunity, like you pulled it together.
Had I not felt good and back in my right mind, yeah. I absolutely wouldn't have said yes to this. I was like, sure. Yeah. I feel ready to go. Why not?
And how was New York for you at that time?
God, I love it here.
It was cold, though, I remember. You were here, like, winter.
It was cold. We were here for the winter. It was a mild winter. There wasn't, like, snow or anything.
Thanks,
but
global warming.
Hats
yeah.
off. Yeah, thanks, global warming. Hats off to anyone who parents in New York. It is so effing hard.
Were you doing Brooklyn?
You're in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
But just having kids in the city, like, we're so spoiled living in Los Angeles or any sort of area where we have cars. And we can keep strollers and diaper bags and like all of the accoutrement like hidden away.
Yeah.
This is your, when you leave the house, you have to have your diaper bag, the water, and in winter it was like all of the accessories.
Yeah.
And trying to keep my toddler like a jacket on and a hat and gloves and.
And entertained when it's cold.
We're
and
wimpy Californians. Like we can't stomach any sort of cold. So he would just be like, I'm cold. I'm all done. I'm like, I know, buddy. I'm cold too. So yeah, keeping him entertained was.
Yeah, that's hard because in LA, you can just go play outside. Here, it's like, what do we do?
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of indoor like playground situations and classes.
But it's nice. You like it.
I love it. I love the city. And I love like, I think that's why it was so easy to say yes to the opportunity. Like, when else am I going to have this limited series? It exists in 8 episodes to have the chance to come to New York. Like, I was grateful, but I was on a show that where I was in LA, I was home for like 7 years. So the first chance I got to like try something new and be in a new environment was very enticing.
And you reunited with Jennifer Morrison.
Yeah.
She directed
the first half. Yeah.
The first half of the show, which is amazing. And she's great. And she was in This Is Us.
She was. Yeah. She's become a very, very dear friend. I'm so glad I got to work with her on that.
I know. I remember you guys posting a lot together back then. And
she's incredible.
I was like, is she acting with her? Like,
no.
I didn't know then. And she directed.
Just had her director's
hat
on.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And she was in House for like
season.
So she has that like doctor.
Yeah, she really does.
Yeah.
And actually, she was a great like resource on set because she'd be like, no, that doesn't work. Or yes, this is how we need to
that
like film
scene
things.
Does not look believable.
Correct. Yeah. She had like real opinions and like was a real authority on it.
No, it's amazing. You guys need to watch Dr. Death. It's so good.
Thank
I love
you.
It.
Thanks.
And it exists on its own. Like I didn't watch season one.
Sure.
Now
it's
I
an
go
anthology.
Back. Yeah.
Season one's great.
I'm going to watch
Josh
it.
Josh Jackson's amazing.
Yeah. Like, hello.
Yeah.
To watch another evil, sexy doctor.
Yeah. Before you go give birth in the hospital. You're
oh
like,
my God.
Oh, medical establishments. I'll just trust.
No, but Dr.
Grimaldi. I know. Luke Kirby's character, Grimaldi.
Like,
Grimaldi.
Makes you believe in,
I know.
Again, Grimaldi.
Yeah.
I love him.
I love him.
Nightmares
too.
About Tracheas forever. You also worked with Judy Reyes
this
time.
Yeah.
And did you meet her when you were on Scrubs
I
then?
I did.
So you filmed with her and stuff?
Yeah. Well, I never filmed with her on Scrubs, but I spent so much time there when I dated Zach and when I did those couple episodes of Scrubs that it was nice to reunite with her.
She's so great.
She's so great.
I was so happy to see her. She's one of those people that you're like, oh, I'm so glad you're here.
So unbelievably talented. Like, we need a Judy Reyes vehicle. We need to see her, like, in a leading role.
Yeah.
100%.
Yes, I agree with you. So we were talking about your kids before.
Yeah.
And that you're a mom now. And in your element.
Yes.
And you're such a mommy.
Yeah.
You also popped them out quick.
Yeah. Unexpectedly.
Oh, really?
They're 20 months apart. Yeah.
20 months. How is that? Do you recommend doing like a back-to-back situation?
I mean, I think it's challenging no matter how you slice it.
Yeah.
I'm happy. Yeah. I feel like I'm pretty sure our family is complete. I still kind of like keep the door open. I know.
Okay. Door open. That's all I wanted to hear.
Door open.
Okay.
Door but open. Not like, yeah. I my husband's like, what? And most days I'm like, I don't know. That sounds
wait,
impossible.
He's saying what, like he's upset about?
No, no. What, closed? Like you're
oh, what
contemplating a third
oh.
one?
Oh, really?
We're so tired.
I know.
We just turned the corner in having, you know, an almost 3-year-old and then a little dude who's like on the precipice of walking and like yeah. out of baby dumb.
Ozzy's gonna turn 3.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna start thinking about it.
I'm gonna be 40. So like I gotta
know.
Get on that train
yeah,
if
like,
I'm gonna,
if
do
you're
it.
Gonna do it.
But then like Hillary Duff is one of my dear friends and she's pregnant with baby 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, OMG. If Hillary, I mean, Hillary Mack can do anything, but
yeah.
I'm like, wow. Hats
yeah.
off.
I know. People with
But she's like, come on, come on, you can do it. You can do a third. I was like, well, maybe.
Well, like technically, would you want a big family? It's more just like.
I'm one of 3. Are you
right.
one of?
I'm one of. Wait, you're one of 3?
Yeah, I have an older and a younger brother.
Right.
Yeah.
So me too.
Yeah.
That's what I was like, I'm one of 4. No, you guys math right now.
I get
so
it,
So I'm the same. Wait, yeah. So we want to emulate that technically.
In a way, I think my husband, it's just him and his brother. So he's like, I've only ever known 2. And I'm like, I always thought maybe 2 if I were so lucky. But now that I have 2. And I had very easy pregnancies, knock on wood.
Uh-huh.
And a really challenging first birth, but a very easy second birth. And I remember him, like I knew when Gus, my oldest, was born, I was like, I want to do this again, even though it was a lot. When Ozzy was born, I remember feeling so instantly back in my body again that I was, and it was so euphoric that I was like, I have to do this again. This is the greatest
feeling. Wait, you
feeling.
Did both without epidural, right?
Yeah.
Because of your...
I have low platelets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What so, does that mean?
It means that my blood doesn't clot. Like I have a clotting issue, which doesn't affect me in
Wait,
any other aspect.
Doesn't clot as good?
Yes, doesn't clot as well. So they worry about that in pregnancy that, you know, God forbid you start like bleeding out. That's why I guess like the epidural, it's the idea of like them putting it in your back.
Can you take anything?
Yeah, I think you could. I didn't.
You literally just pushed it right out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know what? I really wanted to have a home birth the first go round, but because of my low platelets, I couldn't. And then because I knew that I couldn't the second go round.
You wanted like the pool, the whole thing?
Yeah. At home, I was just like, it was pandemic times. I was like, this feels cool.
Yeah.
But then the second go round, knowing that I had to have a hospital birth, I found a whole new team. And I just love my doctor so much that I was like, ugh. Just to spend time with you again, I might have another child.
Just to like
crazy.
Maybe poop in your
yeah.
bed. I mean, no one knows.
Oh my God. That for sure happened.
I don't know. My husband didn't look, so.
What?
I know.
Oh, I remember it happening.
Oh, you do?
Oh yeah, for sure. And just somebody
oh,
like
how are
quickly,
you so
quietly
connected?
Like bloop, like plop.
So if I don't remember, away. Maybe I didn't. Maybe
Probably
I'm just,
not.
Like so.
You didn't.
You know, feminine. I just,
yeah.
you know,
you
don't
poop. Ever.
So yeah, that happens. But I really wish I knew if that happened to me. So wild that you did it the way you did it.
Yeah. I didn't have a choice. I totally,
I
like the first time
but
going to the
like
hospital,
if you had
I was
a
like,
choice,
I want
would...
an epidural. And then we got there. They're like, sorry.
I went there with one opening and the nurse where they like do the intake was like, do you know if you want to take something for pain? And I was like, I'm not sure yet, but I'm like dying. I'm probably opening like 10. And she's like, your opening is 1. And if you're dying, then
oh, no.
you're the girl that's going to. She literally told me. She was
you
like,
you were only
feisty.
Dilated once.
Yeah. And she's like, if you are came here with your bag, you know, ready to go, you're probably going to take the
you're
meds.
You're a candidate
yeah,
for you're, the pain meds.
Yeah. You're not doing it in a pool like Hillary Duff. Yeah. Not happening. You would do it if you didn't have the low platelet thing. You would
I was
going
to I was going to try for that. Who knows yeah. if I would have made it through.
Would you want a girl, though? Like when Ozzy was when he found out he was a boy, were you a little like, oh, I wish I.
I love having a boy so much that
yeah.
I was not. No, I was not disappointed at all.
And you'd have 2 brothers, too. So
I do
like
have 2 brothers.
Around that.
And my husband, him and his brother are so close. They're in a band together. And I was
oh,
like,
right.
what? This is so sweet. Like,
yeah.
we're.
Not that I'm forcing you guys, but being a band together, you guys are going to try to make that happen.
But I would never have another child just to be like, oh, we'll go for the girl. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I would be so happy either way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I won't forget, years ago, before I even had Noah, I was working at this place, and the woman used to order her skincare only from Dermalogica. And it seemed so luxe to me. I was like, oh my God, one day when I need good skincare, I just know I'm going to use Dermalogica. And she would always tell me how it's what keeps her skin so amazing. And the day came where I tried Dermalogica for myself and became obsessed. And especially their microfoliant, it's a favorite for Dermalogica fans. It's activated with water. It has this gentle rice-based powder that polishes and removes dulling debris for smoother, brighter skin. Daily microfoliant is suitable for all skin types, even sensitive. And with daily use, that's what's fun. Daily use, not like other exfoliators that, you know, they say only use twice a week. With daily use, this product can really improve your skin smoothness, reduce blackheads, and brighten skin visibly and minimize the look of dark spots. So you really want to introduce the microfoliant by Dermalogica into your routine. So if you visit Dermalogica.com for more information, you can get a free gift with a $20 purchase at checkout. I've been subscribed to Thrive Market for a few years now, and honestly, I love it and I recommend it. I super duper recommend it. Thrive Market is such a go-to for grocery and household essentials. What I love about Thrive Market is it'll always have those specialty items that you're looking for. It carries brands with really high quality ingredients, especially when I've had certain diet limitations like dairy-free, gluten-free, soy-free, like that's the place to go to. They have those specialty items. Even more helpful is you can filter out on the app or on their website by diet. So whether it's vegan, vegetarian, paleo, keto, like I said, gluten-free, dairy-free, even they have a filter by low FODMAP. I was doing low FODMAP for a minute. I got a bunch of great FODMATE, I believe the brand is, from there. So like literally Thrive Market is such a go-to. And also you save money as a member and shows you how much you save. So be sure to check it out. They have amazing deals that change daily. So join in on the savings with Thrive Market today and get 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. Go to thrivemarket.com/notskinny for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, market.com/notskinny. thrivemarket.com/notskinny.
So what does the future look like for you? What do you still want to do? Because you're doing so much. You're producing now too, right?
I am. Yeah, I hope that like some of the things that are in development are able to sort of come to fruition because they've been in development for a while.
It takes a while.
On the produce, yeah, it takes a long time, and then the strike. So that, and maybe one day doing Broadway, maybe.
Wait, did you do Broadway?
I've never done Broadway, no. So that's the dream of all dreams.
How would you ask to like do Chicago or something?
I have been asked to do that, yeah. Truth be told, but you know, it because it's such this like long held dream, it needs, dream, to, be the it needs thing. To be the right show.
Would you want to do Broadway with singing?
Yeah.
Like a musical. A
musical, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I saw for the first time, because I've only seen musicals, I saw for the first time like a play,
yeah.
like a dramatic play
yeah.
off Broadway. It was with Aubrey Plaza. And
I heard that's
did you
unbelievable.
See that? No, it's, I was like, I've never watched like straight up acting
yeah.
just on stage, like without the whole.
Impressive.
And it was crazy. I was yeah. like, this is because I was also sitting right there and they were like spitting on each other. So it's intense. One of the things I love about you is how outspoken you are about things that matter to you.
Yeah.
On social media too, with the SAG strike and everything, like
sure.
you posted about that.
Mm-hmm.
And you also, I mean, you said that you yourself got a check for like a penny.
I have in the past, yeah.
Not for This Is Us.
Not for This Is Us, but those checks as well. I mean, I was only trying to speak to my privilege that I have as an actor. And
yeah.
I know that I am in a rarefied position and I have made a very good living as an actor for the last 25 years. So if I'm getting checks that little, what does a working actor who literally has to live off of those residual checks that aren't even making enough to qualify for the $26,000 a year you need to get healthcare
yeah.
in the union? That's what I was trying to speak to. Like, I'm lucky. I'm not complaining.
Like even I've seen this side
yeah.
of it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And if this is how little I'm getting as someone who is the lead on a television show for 6 seasons
yeah.
that normally would, you know, and back in the Friends days, like, as an actor, if you ever got like a hit television show or movie or something, like that those residual checks were things that you could feasibly live off of for the foreseeable future.
Oh, so that just changed?
It changed with the streaming model.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So that was one of the things that people were fighting for. Like if someone was the lead on a huge Netflix show, they weren't seeing residuals in the way that someone in my position, like being on a show on a network,
yeah,
did
see
once, and then it goes to a streaming platform, and you never see residuals again.
Are you happy with the new agreement?
I'm.
Did you read it all?
I did not read it all. No, I'm happy that a deal was made and that it was fair, and that most importantly, it got people back to work.
Yeah,
because it just
imagine
it had
you
this
maybe couldn't even be
ripple
promoting
effect.
Dr. Death.
Oh, that I don't
too,
care about.
Right now.
I mean, it's sure it's nice
yeah,
to talk
yeah.
about, but like. My friends who are in Hair and Makeup Guild. Who
oh my
are
God, that was crazy.
Just
yeah.
our crews who like who live paycheck to paycheck who needed to be
and
at work and on set.
And it was probably such mixed feelings. Like on one hand, you're like, believe in the cause. On the
sure.
other hand, people who need work are need out of it for so
for
long.
For so long because
yeah.
the writer's strike started in May. And
right.
so feasibly, like for the most part, lots of people were not working since then. And it
yeah.
was just like, we need to figure out how to get people back at it.
So crazy.
Yeah.
Well, thank God that's over.
Thank God.
No AI Mandy Moore for now.
For now. We'll see.
For now. We'll see. So how did you meet your husband, Taylor?
We met because of Instagram.
So on Instagram?
Yeah. Because I had blocked him. No. full
same
circle
story.
Moment.
Yeah, yeah.
He is blocked. No, I'm a Luddite and I don't know how anything works. And I was a really like late adopter to Instagram. But I heard a song on the radio. Who listens to the radio anymore? Like this cool indie rock like radio station in LA. And I waited for them to back announce who it was and they never did. And so I went on their website and deduced like who it was, what the band name was. And I went online and looked them up on iTunes and I saw that they had new music coming out. And I like posted about it essentially. I didn't tag them because I didn't know how to do that then.
What do you mean? You posted like, love this band?
Yeah, I was like, I can't wait for this record. Something innocuous. Like, this is going to be the soundtrack of my summer. And then a mutual friend of ours saw that I had posted and like alerted Taylor to that. Like, that's pretty cool. Mandy knows who your band is.
Yeah.
And then he found a way to like send a really kind email through like his manager, trying to find my manager. And I got this email and we then sort of started corresponding back and forth and... Yeah,
that's
and
so
fell
special.
In love. Like, we went on a date shortly thereafter and had this, like, epic 3-hour-long date that, you know, you didn't want to end. Didn't hold hands or kiss or anything. And then he went on tour for 4 months. And I went to London to film that weird movie with Claire Holt, our mutual friend, where I was just, like, besotted with this person and completely falling in love with him just via text and, like, FaceTiming and... Just like with Claire every day, like, oh my God, I'm so in love with this guy. And we've never even kissed before. And,
oh my
yeah.
God.
And then we met halfway through, like, there was a little break in filming. And instead of going home, like everybody else went home, I went to meet him in like Canada. And we just like, it was It was like a rom-com moment where I rode down the escalator and he met me at the airport and was like waiting at the bottom of baggage claim. And we had our first kiss waiting for the bag to come out. Yeah, it was very sweet. And then that was it. We've been together ever since.
And you're both like same vibes, right? Like with music and stuff too.
Yeah. I mean, he's in an incredible band and like just a really prolific songwriter and writer. And there's constantly music happening at our house. But he never looked at me like begrudgingly when I was like, I want to do music again. Like he was such a champion and such a supporter immediately. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, let's do it together. Let's figure out how to, like, it would be so much fun to write together, to sing together. And I'd never been in that situation before. So I was so enamored with him and
like
what
he
brought to the table.
Didn't have like competition with you.
For sure. For sure. He was secure enough in his own skin and his own talent to be like, we can totally do this together. And
yeah,
it's been so much fun.
And you did it together.
Yeah, we've made two records together, like written two whole albums together. We toured together. He like plays in my band whenever we play out and about. And it's so fun to share that. In Real Life was the last record. And then before that was Silver Landings that came out like literally as the world shut down for COVID.
In Real Life, the music video is so cute.
Thanks.
Did you guys do it yourself?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was so sweet. And you had like your friends in it.
Yeah. We just like sent out like the bat signal to people, like send us in just like your day to day, like mundane things that you're doing in your everyday real life.
Did you write that with your husband?
I wrote that song. Yeah.
Was it about like,
it was about Gus, my son, like coming into my world. And like that just cracked me wide open in a way I never, I'm going to get emotional thinking about it. It just cracked me open in a way I never could fully wrap my head around. And that just felt like real life. Not everything that came before it.
Oh, I got you.
Didn't matter. Didn't factor in. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. And that's another time you were, you know, crazy, pregnant, birthing.
was on the road, like trying to tour with Ozzy. I know.
Wait, Ozzy was how old?
Well, Gus was like 15 months and I was pregnant with Ozzy.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, well, I shot most of fifth season of This Is Us pregnant. And so I was like, oh, I could tour. I could go on tour for 6 weeks.
But you announced, like people knew.
Totally. I announced like right before. I mean, it was, again, it was unplanned. And so it was like, oh, well, I guess I'll just like go on the road pregnant. And I thought.
And with a baby.
And with a toddler. Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is so easy. Like I did this before. I worked till like 2 weeks before I gave birth to Gus. So I was like, I can handle being on the road for 6 weeks and I'll only be like 7 months pregnant when we get done. And I could not deal with it. I just wasn't sleeping. I wasn't sleeping on the bus. And like, you know, when you're not sleeping, like the world feels like it's crashing in on you. And I was
I
don't want to.
When you're pregnant.
Yeah. I was like, I don't want to do harm to my unborn child.
You stopped the tour.
So we finished like at the halfway mark. And then I was like, I need to go home. And actually, I just was not. I couldn't sleep on the bus.
Yeah.
And Gus wasn't sleeping.
Well,
and
that was ambitious of you to think.
It really
that you
was.
Were
it was way too ambitious.
Like a rock star through like 7 months pregnant.
I guess that's why I thought, oh, 6 weeks postpartum, I can do a TV show.
Yeah. Like that's nothing on you.
Yeah.
So TV, obviously you've done amazing things, but you've been in iconic films. Like iconic, Because I Said So, one of my faves.
Thank you.
Princess Diaries.
Oh my God.
Saved, which is like, you're crazy there.
Yeah.
Like, your character Hillary is
Faze.
So good.
Yeah, she's crazy.
Chasing Liberty, A Walk to Remember that we talked about. Like, you have, like, some, like these are, like, classic, like, pop culture.
Thank you.
Like, in our lives,
I
you know?
I appreciate that.
What was your favorite? Do you have, like, a favorite from the movies that you worked on?
Probably A Walk to Remember.
Yeah?
Like, yeah, that just, like, is imprinted on me. It was such an indelible experience of, I didn't know what I was doing. Thank God Shane West was like so kind to literally like guide me. Like, this is how you hit your mark. Make sure you have your lines memorized. Like, I was such a newbie.
Mm.
And he was so wonderful. Like, that we shot it in Wilmington, North Carolina. I loved the book. I was such a Nicholas Sparks fan. Like, all of it. It was just, I was 16. Like, I was such
16.
A kid. Yeah, I was like, I love this. I want to do this for the rest of my life. And it was a great experience.
And didn't you come together like sometime in the last few, like you did
I got a star on the Walk of Fame and Shane came out and like helped celebrate and spoke.
That's so cute.
Yeah, it was very sweet of him.
So we have to talk about This Is Us a little bit because obviously,
sure,
like a 6 year freaking show that you were on. So obsessed with This Is Us.
Thank you.
Not obsessed with crying every week and getting migraines from crying.
Sorry. Yeah, that's a lot.
But such a good show.
Thank you.
Did you ever think it would become this like?
No. No this- idea. I remember I had done, you know, like pilot season in L.A., like before the rise of like streaming shows. Pilot season was like January to April, where all of the networks would sort of cast their new shows and they would film like a bunch of them and then pick just a few that would end up like airing and going on to air. And so I had done four like pilot seasons where I had gotten cast on a show and the show got filmed and then ultimately like not picked up. So I felt really defeated at this point. Like maybe the universe is trying to tell me that I need to hang up my acting shoes and like move back to Florida or study journalism or go back to school. Like I felt like I was hitting roadblock after roadblock. And then I sort of tried to shake things up. I switched agencies and I remember having a meeting and they were like, we're not going to go after traditional pilot season. We'll concentrate on more, you know, on like these streaming shows that are casting all year round. I was like, yes, fantastic. Maybe I'll have more luck there. And then the first thing they sent me was the pilot, this NBC pilot called the Untitled Dan Fogelman Project. And I was like, what? This is exactly everything we just said we didn't want to do. And,
yeah.
And then I read it and I was like, oh,
and that first really episode good. Is fucking...
It's crazy.
That was the pilot that
the
you
saw? The pilot,
got?
Yes.
So that's a crazy pilot.
It's a crazy pilot.
It pulls
like,
you in. Like
it
you have
pulls
to know
you
what
in
happens.
And then it like just this twist at the end of like, actually, they're the parents.
I know, I know, I know.
It's in the past. And I remember Dan coming to set, our creator, and he was like trying to tell Milo and I like, if the show gets picked up, we're not going to tell the story linearly. It's going to jump around in time. And I was like, but. I don't want to know anything because if this doesn't happen, I'm going to be crushed even more. So it wasn't until the show did get picked up and like a couple weeks before I got this script for the second episode. And I was like, wow, it jumps in time 8 years. Like the kids are eight now. And do you want me to play this version of the character in her mid-60s? How is that going to work?
Yeah.
And it
How
was
that makeup, though.
I got
you probably
so
don't
used
miss
to
that,
it.
Though.
Like, I mean, there's part of me that's like, I miss all of it.
Yeah.
But yeah. Even that, I'm like, it was such a like.
How many hours
blanket.
That take in the chair?
At the end, we got it down to not the old, like the oldest version took 5 hours. The sort of middle ground that most of the show existed in was about 3.5 and then about an hour to take it off. But I got so used to it that yeah. I like almost could fall asleep.
Like
almost
you're a patient,
could just like meditate.
You're a patient person.
Yeah. Mm. I'm a pretty patient person. So I was like, meh. You got to lean into it. You have to just sort of submit.
Yeah.
It's not going to go any faster.
And you more than anyone, though,
yeah.
right?
I did it.
Because Jack was.
Hundreds of times.
Jack.
Yeah. Milo didn't ever have
right.
to do it.
Yeah.
I think for one or two episodes, like a flash forward.
Yeah.
But yeah, me and John Huertas, who played my husband
oh, right.
present day,
too.
We did it a lot. But I definitely did it more than anybody.
You know what I was thinking about Rebecca when I was thinking about our interview? That like, I feel like it was unfair to her. That, like, I was obsessed with Jack, right? I was like,
of
I
course.
Wish he was my dad.
Of course.
Like, best dad ever.
Yeah.
Why didn't Rebecca get the same kind of love?
I think she did at the end. I mean, the show
know,
is ultimately,
to, like,
a love
die.
Letter to
I know,
her.
I know. But she had to, like, be sick and die. And, like, is it our, like, I don't know.
To be the unsung hero as a mom?
Yeah.
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 I mean, I
like,
think
Like, you
that,
were an amazing mom.
Yeah. She tried her best. She
yeah.
definitely was fallible and,
Jack,
and made
like,
mistakes.
Said... bug two times and what and we're like Jack
I think it's easy to deify people when they're no longer with us
yeah,
you know he sort
true.
Of got frozen in time
that's true,
as
that's
this
true.
This heroic figure
that's true
and she had to keep picking up the pieces and moving forward but I think at the end like Dan lost his own mother in a really like sudden way and so I think this whole show was like a love letter to her so I feel like Rebecca did get her due.
I remember when you spoiled the show's ending for me. Like you posted about, even though like obviously Rebecca was going to die because
sure.
like, we all knew from like the beginning.
Sure.
But like I was like, no.
Like Amanda.
Yeah.
There's only one way this ends.
Yeah. Oh
sadly.
My God. Anyway, that's over now.
Yeah.
Such a wild ride from 2016.
Ride.
Like that was your life.
Isn't that crazy? Like I know this is such a weird marker, but I love to think that like we were shooting our show before Trump got elected. I was like, what a weird sliding doors moment.
Yeah.
Like had that not been the case, like I was like, so strange. That's how long
that's
ago
how long
it
ago it's been.
Yeah.
Some random things about you that people
yeah.
might not know, which now adds up with like the other crazy things that you do. You climbed Mount Everest.
I didn't climb Mount Everest. I went to Everest base camp. I mean, Mount Everest is like, that's
no,
a
that's
months
like
long
die.
Endeavor.
Yeah.
And people do pass away yeah. trying to do that. But I did Everest
base though,
camp.
Is like, it's like up there.
Almost 18,000 feet. Yeah. And it's about an 8-day journey trekking from, yeah, where they sort of drop you off.
Would you do it again? View.
Oh, 100%. I want to do it because I didn't get to do it with Taylor. I want to do it with him.
And he's into it too?
Yeah. I made him. We climbed Mount Kilimanjaro together. That was a bucket list thing that I had wanted to do like ever since I was a teenager. And then we did Everest Base Camp. And I've subsequently done a few other mountains in between. But yeah, I love hiking and climbing.
Really?
And my poor husband, I like made him climb our entire honeymoon. We went to Chile.
Oh my God.
And did like Patagonia and like the Atacama Desert.
So you weren't like
and
sipping pina coladas by...
No, we were hiking almost every day.
Oh my God.
I know. I got a real winner who just like allowed me to do my thing.
But he's into it. Like he's...
He wouldn't do it on his own. Yeah. But he, yeah, he's like, he'll support me. He'll be by my side.
How do you navigate social media? Because like what you post, what you don't post, like sometimes like you do post your family and your babies.
Yeah.
And like, do you have any like...
I don't know. I'm curious how you navigate it.
Oh, I'm just like... That's me.
I kind of feel the same way. Like, I just, whenever the mood strikes me, like, yeah. I don't think I could ever have someone doing it for me.
So I was going to ask you because I am seeing a lot of actresses, like, and even actors.
Sure.
Like, you could tell they took, like, a social media person because
sure,
it's,
sure,
like,
sure.
reels and, you know, planned out things yeah. and.
Which, sure, there's,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
space for all of
Would
that.
Would you
but...
ever, like, do anything like that, you think?
No. I would feel so strange and not no judgment. Like,
yeah.
I get it. I think because it's just become part of my life to share when
yeah.
the mood strikes me that.
And people get I think it's like people get invested when
yeah.
you share and then you feel like, oh, I have to update them that, you know.
Yeah,
Ozzy's
here's the update.
Cough is gone
yeah,
now,
exactly.
you know.
God, I hope so. I hope I get home and no one's sick again.
Ugh, no, the cough
is
like
endless.
Takes forever.
Yeah, it's like just part of everyone's personality.
It makes me want to cry. What's one thing people would be surprised to know about you?
That I'm unsurprising. That I'm so boring. There's nothing about me that I feel like is worthy of being surprised about.
You need to stop saying that. I also read that you said something similar. You said something like when you were being compared to the other pop
yeah.
stars, like you were like, what's there to like why maybe somebody asked you why you weren't like in the tabloids like crazy and how you escaped that life.
Sure.
Like give yourself more credit. You escaped that life.
I
because
guess.
You like made.
I made
you know,
a choice.
You made a choice.
Yeah. But I also like have an incredible family.
Yeah.
That's you
that's,
can't.
That's yeah.
That's not everyone's lot in life. And
right.
I recognize that. Like
yeah.
I very much lucked out having parents who were invested in being mom and dad, but never wanted to be my managers.
Yeah.
Never were like, they're like, we don't know anything about the business. Like we'll just accompany.
Are they still in Florida?
My parents are divorced now, but my dad is still in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's in Arizona. But I even as a kid, I recognized, like, that's nice. Like, mom and dad are just mom and dad. Like, they're not
yeah.
invested in my career and
right.
in that way.
Because that
that's
way.
When I think relationships can get tricky. So I had a leg up in that sense. I, like, just, you know, had a, like, very normal family life at the core.
What's your Roman Empire?
What does this mean? Why do I not understand? I'm totally,
okay,
I'm such an old woman.
I'll explain it to you. It's like, okay, first of all, it started from this TikTok trend or something that a girl would ask a dude, like, how often do you think of the Roman Empire? And it was wild that so many dudes were like, once a week. Like, that
what?
They think about it a lot. So I don't know. It sounded fake by the end because you're like, oh my God, all these men just think about the Roman Empire.
Sure.
But then it became a thing like, what's your Roman Empire? So let's say my Roman Empire is the 2003 VMAs performance with Britney Spears.
And the snake?
No. That
oh.
was probably like 2000 something too.
Oh, 2001.
The Madonna one. The Madonna.
Oh.
Let's say like that's my Roman Empire. Like
Got
that
it.
Moment is a moment that I'll think about.
Forever.
Do you have one?
Oh my God. God.
I'm sorry. I know. I hate questions that are like,
no,
think
I
about
should
an
have,
answer.
I should have some sort of
something
like,
Joni Mitchell, just like.
Yeah, I mean, everything Joni Mitchell. Oh my gosh.
Wait, did they make Rebecca like Joni Mitchell because of you or other way?
I think Dan knew that I loved Joni Mitchell. And can I tell you that I have been in, I've shared space with Joni Mitchell and she knows. She knows about the show. She was like, that wasn't my actual house that you guys filmed that for that episode. I'm like, I know, Joni, but we couldn't film it because she still owns the house that
Which
that
one? Episode.
there's an episode back a couple seasons ago that Rebecca takes a road trip with Kevin to find Joni Mitchell's house that she lived in with Graham Nash when they wrote Our House. And her actual house, she still owns it and she rents it out to other artists. But we couldn't film in that exact location in Laurel Canyon because it was like too close to the street. And so they picked a house that like kind of sort of resembled it. But she had her wits about her to recognize like, that's not my house. I'm like, I know.
Well, you paid such an homage to her the whole freaking show.
I'm obsessed. Yeah.
Okay. No Roman Empire for
Roman
Mandy.
Roman Empire. I'm going to DM you my answer. I'm going to be at home, literally be like, on the plane
if you
tonight.
Let me prepare. I'll have my answers, okay?
I'm just not one of those witty people that can think on my feet.
But by the way, I'm with you in that when people ask me like example questions, it's hard for me to think on the spot.
I will DM you my answer.
I'll think about it.
On the plane tonight.
What are you watching right now?
Nothing. I just actually finished the Bad Surgeon documentary on Paolo and Benita.
What is that on?
It's on Netflix. Mm-hmm. There's like a documentary series about this actual subject.
Oh, wow.
So people can watch both.
You're still in it.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
still in it, Benita.
Well, I just was so curious because I feel like I've done so much research otherwise that, again, like hearing her and tell her own story is always fascinating to me.
You were amazing in it, as
you
are in everything.
Thank you.
You guys, watch Dr. Death. It's out now on
Peacock.
Peacock.
All eight
love
episodes.
Peacock.
We love Peacock.
All my favorite shows.
Yeah.
Mandy.
Amanda, you made this happen.
I know, I'm so happy.
I'm so happy too. I'm sorry. I wish I could figure out why the blockage ever occurred.
I know. Imagine it comes to you. Imagine, you know those memes that are like you're trying to sleep and then you remember something that happened. Like,
but I'm sad.
Imagine all of a sudden you're like, she said my dress to the Grammys was ugly. No, I'm just kidding.
I wish I were that petty. I can't believe it just kept us apart for so long.
No, Mandy, it's part of our story.
Okay,
and it makes this special.
It's
okay?
A part of our history.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Not Skinny But Not Fat. Follow me on Instagram at Not Skinny But Not Fat. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any episodes. Rate the podcast that you love so much on Apple Podcasts and write a little review. If you tell me you did, I'll give you a big virtual smoocheroo. Thank you guys so much for listening and I'll see you next Tuesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.